Hello, Will.
Hello, Flick and Tim. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well now that we've got you on. It's a little bit dreary here today, but we're looking forward to November.
Yeah, looking forward to having you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to coming in your direction.
General direction.
In your general direction. Well, not to where you are right now. I believe there's been a theatre organised and somewhere for me to do my show, but in your general direction.
You can come to where
Small
we are right now
set, yeah.
if you want. Yeah, we could organise a sideshow in the studio. I'm sure it would hold maybe, 12, 14 people?
Uncomfortably,
well, look,
yes.
You know what? If we sell out the show and there's only another 12 or 14 people who want tickets, then maybe we can do that.
Very reasonable prices, Will. Very reasonable. Okay? We hire for cheap.
It'd be like a VIP experience. You know, we could charge like $500 a ticket for the intimate show.
I make lanyards and let's make it official.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's get some lanyards. It's a VIP experience. You get a photo with me afterwards. It's $500 a ticket. You know, it's one of those ones.
Nothing's more intimate than smelling your audience's musk throughout the show.
Could we cook?
Well, it depends who's more musky, I suppose.
Ah.
Is it going to be me who's bringing the musk, or are they going to be bringing the musk?
Will's musk.
If I do it post my other show, I might be musky. You know, I will have just been on stage under hot lights for like 80 minutes. Mm. I might have a musk up.
Look, I know that most of your shows have Will in the title, but I think for this one, we just call it Musk Fest.
Oh, yum.
No,
yummy.
Can't do that. Sorry, off-brand.
Off-brand.
No, it has to have a Will pun. We can combine the two. I'm happy for there to be some sort of Will / Musk pun.
Oh, okay.
If you can come up with something.
So accommodating.
In the meantime.
We will. Maybe something like that?
Oh,
no, it's no
too
good.
Much.
I mean, it's good as a first draft.
Yeah. There is such a thing as bad ideas. Will Anderson, you are coming to Bendigo, Alumbra Theatre, much bigger, but it should be a fantastic show. It's called Willegal, as you said, on brand. Got to have your name in it. It's a story,
it's
right?
Got to be running out of these things.
I am not. There's about another 25 on the list that I have at home. I've done 22 or 23 shows with Will in the title, and I've got another 25 up my sleeve. I don't think I have another 25 shows left in me, but they don't always as easily leave the show. I got arrested last year on a flight to Wagga Wagga, and so obviously we're legal. I was glad that I kept up my sleeve for when I got arrested. So the entire show takes longer than the flight itself, but I tell the story from when I left home on the Saturday afternoon to when I got back to Sydney on the Sunday night and everything that happened in between. So that's, the entire show is about it.
Wow, not much more than 24 hours. Mm. That is quite the turnaround for being arrested.
What did you get arrested for, Will?
Well, you have to come and see the show. Or just Google it. I mean, it's on the public
It was
record.
In the news.
Hey,
a
new idea.
It was on the news and stuff. So, I mean, if you really don't want to come and see the show, you can just Google it and find it out yourself. Or otherwise, you can come and see me tell a hilarious version of the story for 80 minutes.
Now, you live half in Australia and half in LA. What's it like living in the States at the moment?
Terrifying. In fact, I'm spending more time back here at the moment because it feels like my relationship with the States was they were a couple that I really liked hanging out with, but now they're having problems in their marriage, and every time you go out to dinner with them, they just fight with each other, and it's really uncomfortable for you to be around. You know, there's nothing you can do to help. You just kind of sit there and feel really awkward. So that's kind of what America's like.
It's cool that you're friends with Johnny Depp, though.
I don't think anyone's friends with Johnny Depp. I think that Johnny Depp actually died many years ago, and when Hunter S. Thompson died, the spirit of Hunter S. Thompson entered Johnny Depp's body, and that explains every single decision that's happened in Johnny Depp's life since then.
It makes so much sense, because Fear and Loathing was way too accurate, and then it all just went spiraled out of control,
right? Remember when Johnny Depp spent $3 million firing Hunter S. Thompson's ashes into space, or whatever he did?
Yes.
I think that was the moment where Hunter S. Thompson's spirit entered Johnny Depp's body. He started dressing like Hunter S. Thompson. He started drinking too much and doing too many drugs and wasting all his money. It's the only theory that really checks out.
We need to get like
a Freaky Friday situation. It's a body swap.
Can we get John Edwards? Can we get John Edwards to look into this? Maybe see if the spirit is alive and well inside of him?
I mean, look, John Edwards is about as credible as I am in this space, so why not?
That's so true. Will Anderson, though, you usually don't do stories right in your stand-up. Usually it doesn't follow this, stricter narrative. How is it going from your usual kind of stand-up routine to something a bit more structured?
look, that's, I guess, kind of true. But what really what happens is that most of my stand-up shows are a reaction to the year before. So what tends to be the case is if one year it's not very structured, the next year it becomes very structured. So I'd always wanted to do a show that like was just one story. I did one show where it was just three stories and they kind of all weaved in together. But I'd always kind of wondered if I could just tell a show that was all just one story. And it turns out it just took me to be arrested to have enough to fill the 90 minutes.
It was actually probably like a tactical arrest because it gave you a year of comedy out of it at least, right?
Oh, I mean, now it's been amazing. I mean, this will be the most successful tour I've ever had. I'll pay off half my mortgage. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I'd really like to get arrested again. But at the time, it didn't feel so fun.
We could arrange it in
listening
Bendigo.
Bendigo police, hey? You've got someone very willing to be arrested. Oh, there's your next one. Willing to be arrested. Oh,
done.
Yes.
Done.
Well, it's better than the bloody must. One.
Yeah, we've canned that one. Don't you worry about it. Will Anderson performing at Alumbra Theatre in Bendigo Friday the 9th of November. We can't wait to have you here for Will Eagle.
Thank you very much.